listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome back and happy Tuesday. We're on and we got some things to talk about. Guys, I just got off of a very crazy phone call with a gentleman that is out of Colorado. And he basically, he wanted to come on the air to talk about his toxic relationship. And, you know, we talk a lot about toxic relationships because at the end of the day, it's he say, she say, they say, and who's really telling the truth? Kind of makes you wonder, is it a murder mystery that's going on? You know, or, you know, some type of puzzle that needs to be solved because everybody has a different story to tell. You know, we talked about the crazy cop that, you know, was human trafficking these young girls, you know, for Black Hair magazine. We had one of the young ladies come on and talk about that. And let's just, you know, for Pete's sake, say that it turned crazy and toxic. And one of these women who wanted to get away that was being held captive by this newer cop who was abusing them, let's just say she decides one day she wants to break free and she has no other choice but to retaliate. So it kind of makes you wonder, you know, when these type of situations happen, what drives a person to the extent of actually murdering that other party because of that toxic relationship? By the way, guys, there's a lot of violence going on out here today, state to state. I'm quite sure you heard about the Buffalo kid, 18 years old. What was this kid thinking? You know, he's, you know, whatever he was, to go and kill these innocent people because of his beliefs of one. And I'm ready to take these people out. And I just want to piss my whole life away because I don't care if I live or die. So that's another very bad situation. You got to think, at 18 years old, where are the parents in all of this? You know, there's no one for him to talk to. He was a high school student. He was sending out radical messages that was actually caught up by the FBI, and it was kind of dismissed a little bit. You know, maybe this kid is a radical, maybe he's not. You know, let's just play it by ear and see what happens. Instead of immediately going to pick this kid up and say, hey, wait a minute, you're taking things too far, you're sending radical messages, and it's just not going to be tolerated in the United States of America. You know, and I'm not here to discriminate against any nationality. Me being an immigrant here in this country myself, legally though. But it's some people that come here that are still not happy with how their life is going. You know, I had someone from a foreign country, I won't say where, but they basically told me when they got their paperwork, you know, to legalize them here, to be here, you know, the three rules were pay your taxes, pay your taxes, get a job, and pay your taxes again. You know, those were the things that were enforced to them to do coming to America. You know, this is what you have to do. And paying taxes, guess what? They weren't born in this country, so they don't have a social security number. So they give them a what's called an ITIN number. So that's a number that can still be taxed by the government. So when people realize that you're still being enslaved a little bit, because in their country, they don't pay taxes. The taxes, what does that mean? How do you spell it? We don't even know that word. It's not in our vocabulary because it doesn't exist. You know, but in America, you come here and you will be taxed, you know, for those who do pay taxes. You know, but that all leads to toxic situations because now you got this guy who's an immigrant. And unfortunately, some people, they get taken advantage of being an immigrant in this country, you know, because the first thing they say is, I got to pay taxes and take care of this woman who doesn't work, you know, because in their country, the wives take care of the homes. There's no such thing as she goes to work every day. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine that's in Afghanistan the other day, and he said to me that the women are not allowed to be outside without a male. And if they are outside without a male, they'll get beaten because you're not supposed to be outside without a male companion, you know, and that companion has to be either your husband, your brother, your father. It has to be a direct family member. So these are the things that go on abroad, you know, that when they come here, they have more leisure to do certain things. So when, you know, they come here and they realize that they're slaving for a nickel, maybe a penny, you know, and then on top of that, you have to pay the taxes on top of that. What is that going to do mentally to that guy? It's actually going to turn him away from that woman. Okay. And he's going to result to domestic violence, which, I mean, listen, they behead their women. So there's no easy road with those countries and discipline of how they discipline their wives. I think that's not normal for you to, you know, axe your wife down or beat her with a hammer. That is not allowed in America. So I think people that come to America don't know the rules of America. I think beyond saying, hey, you need to pay your taxes, they need to teach them about domestic violence laws and criminal behavior, because it's going to turn into a criminal behavior pattern, because you're going to keep beating on this woman till one day she won't be able to withstand the beatings anymore. And then she will result maybe to domestic violence, and she will either burn your body while you're asleep. I mean, because this is what the women do once they feel like they're being abused. And, or she'll talk to some of her friends who are Americanized and say, are you crazy? Here, I know where you can get a weapon and take care of him and take him out. So it's a lot of things that come along with, you know, coming to America and not knowing the rules when it comes to the domestic violence laws. And people need to make them, I would say the government, because this is a pay-to-play system. You know, a lot of things that people don't know is it's called an EB-5. Now, people don't know about the EB-5. If you look up an EB-5, the letter E, the letter B, dash 5, if you look that up, you will see that that system is a pay-to-play in America. You can buy citizenship in America. Years ago, you know, unfortunately, my mom had to get married. You know, you have to marry somebody to become a citizen here in America. And through her getting married, I was granted citizenship, you know, to be in America. And, you know, it's kind of harsh because back then, white people, you know, get married to be an American citizen or considered an American citizen, you just pay to play. But you were paying the opponent, you know, that could walk away, or God forbid the person dies. You're stuck with nothing at that point. You have no citizenship. You're out of the 10, 20 grand, and you're stuck in America trying to figure things out. So they created a system that would work for them, and they could still make money instead of you paying that 10 grand, not taxed money, you know, non-taxable deduction for your citizenship. They said, let's come up with a better plan. Let's start giving the people who have real money an opportunity to come to America and do business. Did anyone ever wonder why there's so many foreigners here in this country? Did every American ever wonder, like, did that ever cross your mind? Like, why are these people here? How did they get here? You know, some people say, I came on a boat. I came on a plane. You know, I didn't get caught in the river trying to swim across. You know, my mother was smart. Okay. She did things the right way to get me here. So, you know, some people have to swim here, you know, to come across the waters and become, okay, I'm on American soil. I'm legal. I'm here, guys. But for some people, the pay to play, you know, and now with this EB-5 system, it gives the people with money, power for citizenship, because all you need to do is make a $500,000 investment into a business in the United States of America, and you will be granted citizenship within 2 years, guaranteed. As a matter of fact, USA of America has stamped guaranteed on that paper. All you have to do is only create jobs for their own kind. Now, I find that very unfair because I have children that were born here in America, and I don't think it's right to be biased on that stance of, you know, you only help out your own kind, basically. You know, but how do you think Chinatown came about? Chinatown was never a part of a area. Little Italy. What do you think, guys? You think these areas are called Little Italy for no reason? You think Chinatown is not Chinatown for no reason? It's a pay-to-play system. And guess what? You're paying taxes for people to come here, and they're actually paying a cheaper price. Because, see, they're paying a one-time fee. You pay the one-time entry fee, which gets you in the door. The other fee, Sam, there's no Uncle Sam. He's an illusion. I don't know who gave him that name, but there's no real Uncle Sam. They gave him the name, you know, Uncle Sam wants you. It was supposed to be like a military advertisement, technically, you know, and people take that and they basically run with it. You got to pay Uncle Sam. You got to pay Uncle Sam. So what do you know? The next generation grows up to say Uncle Sam, Uncle Sam, Uncle Sam. And they don't even know who Uncle Sam is. You know, they have no idea who Uncle Sam is. I feel bad for the guys that are named Sam. You know, they have to live with that name. You know, even if it's a nickname, they have to live with that name and say, you know, is he Uncle Sam? When in fact he's not. You know, but it's comical on how people use certain terminologies and they don't know what it actually means. This place is in many times in America and has been called many different names of the pay-to-play system. And during this pay-to-play system, they don't tell people the rules of America's laws when it comes to domestic violence and how you're supposed to behave in this country. You find out later on, after you've paid your money, you know, the immigrants have paid their money and say, okay, I'm part of the pay-to-play system. And then they, you know, have a little domestic violence situation. They say, you broke the rules in America. You're not supposed to beat your wife down and stomp on her head and cause her to go to the hospital. You're not supposed to do that. And then they're like, well, no one told me that. You know, they're looking like this is what we do in our country. No one told me that I did not have the right to bust her eyes out. She's going, you know, bust her lip and knock out 3 or 4 teeth. No one told me that. So how do you now come to say that what I did was illegal when I am a foreigner and I didn't know the rules of your country? All I was told was pay my taxes, get a job, and pay my taxes. None of these laws ever come up during the whole transition of citizenship. And I could tell you because I remember taking a basic English test for citizenship. So that much I can tell you. On the basic test, there's no questions about crimes, you know, what to do if you get pulled over by a police officer. Only the diplomats have that privilege, you know, because they flash their ID. I'm a diplomat. You can't touch me. I just killed my wife and there's nothing you can do to me. I mean, you know, it's crazy how these laws are never mentioned. And then the guy that has killed his wife will go to court and he will defend it to the utmost. He needs a translator. He's in the psych hospital because now he's crazy because he's been doing this all along and now it's illegal. Guys, I tell you, it's so many different things that go on in the world today. And people wonder why it's so much domestic violence. And then they wonder why it's so much violence. Tell you what, someone sent me a story of a young man that just lost his life, unfortunately, 23 years old. He was with a 33-year-old, I would say woman. I wouldn't call her a girl. In Philadelphia, by the way. And from the comments that I received, This young lady was having an affair with the 23-year-old, and her other half kind of thought about it. And in my eyes, I think it's something wrong with that picture, because why go after the person who may not even know that you exist? And then to top it off, you got a 23-year-old lover. Okay. I got a kid that's older than 23. Okay. And I know what a 23-year-old's mentality is like. And it behooves me because, you know, she's 33. And now she's cooperating because her lover is dead. And now crazy man is on the loose, you know, because he probably snapped. You remember the guy that called in? He's gotten 40 years over a woman that was sleeping with his friend in his house with her legs. He walks in and her legs are touching the ceiling. So, you know, these type of things are like a little bit of, you know, these type of situations when the person, one, I think, well, he was a friend of the guy that's serving the 40 years now, but, you know, he kind of knew what he walked into. But in this particular situation, if the guy doesn't know, and women are not honest at times, you know, they're not honest at times. They want to be players and figure, well, you know what? I found out he's sleeping with, you know, Becky Sue or, you know, Medallia or Faith. You know, let me just make up a story, you know, and now let me get back at him. So it's all about retaliation. And it's retaliation that's causing some people their lives because people don't want to be honest. I had a conversation with someone 2 years ago, actually. Thank goodness you dodged a bullet because you were sleeping with other people's girlfriends and they were never honest with you until after you slept with them that they actually had a live-in, abusive, beat me down baby daddy. And, you know, this guy could have walked into a bullet. You know, he connects with this young lady and then she has raccoon eyes, you know, black eyes. She got busted up by the baby daddy, if that's what you want to call him. You know, she got busted up because she spent the night out. And of course, any guy would be furious. You're spending the night out. Where have you been? You got on the same clothes from yesterday. You smell like fresh soap. Or then again, she may not have smelled like fresh soap. Who knows? But he found a reason to bust her up really good. You know, lay down the law of you're not going to disrespect me. And basically she calls up the other guy and says, you know, look at my eye. Look at what happened to me. You know, I got busted up because I was with you. And all of a sudden, this guy who's the, you know, the fried chicken on the side, he's got an attitude about things. And he's like, I want to confront him. Do you want me to confront him? You want me to get at him? So I can let him know that I'm a real man and I'm going to step to him. But see, the problem with that situation is that guy's a nutcase. Because why would you step to a guy for his woman's wrong, mind you, his woman's wrongdoings? Because she's out playing a home run with you all night. You know, what would give you the audacity to even confront that man if you're a real man? And now she has raccoon eyes and I want you to punch me like you punched her so I can fight you like a man. If I was that man, I would walk away and laugh at him if he confronted him. Because first of all, that's my woman you're talking about. Second of all, you know, she comes back home smelling like fried chicken and hair grease. And there you go, wanting to defend her. And she's disrespecting our household. And on top of that, we have a child together. So I would look at that side piece, you know, macaroni and cheese, coleslaw. I would look at him like, sir, you need to follow suit and stay in your place as a side piece. You know, like some guys tell women, stay in your place as a side piece. Don't call my wife. Don't send her messages. Don't go to her job. Don't people that we know. Would you want to confront someone's wife after you know the rules to the game. Now, mind you, if the guy knew that she had a black eye, obviously, and if she's okay with it, because obviously she was okay with the black eye, because she's like, no. I don't want you to do anything to him because he loves me and I was wrong to be out with you. I'm playing both of you guys. Unbelievable, okay? Usually, it's easier to get away with playing men when, you know, the baby father's in jail, the husband's locked up. It's a lot easier to get away with playing the field and, you know, playing people out. Like, I need money, I'm hungry, you know, but I'm still in touch with my baby's father and I don't want anybody to know because that's my escape plan from all the rest of you creeps, you know, because obviously he can give me more than you can. He's just incarcerated right now. So all these things play a big role in toxic relationships that people don't want to step up to the plate and acknowledge, you know, and then some people have malicious, and I'll say malicious, behavior when it comes to toxic relationships. You know, they start to do things out of spite. Like, I'm just going to spite this person. And not knowing, you're really spiting your face. You know, you're biting off your nose because you need your nose, you know, to spite your face. And it's not cool if you have no nose because then, you know what happens. You can't smell anything. You'll look weird. And you probably already look weird from doing malicious things to your other half because people will look at you and say, this person has malicious behavior. And what is the reason why? You know, a lot of times malicious behavior comes from people who have very bad childhoods. You know, and unfortunately, as for myself, I tried to fix a broken person, you know, the crazy ex-husband, Newark police officer that I had. I tried to fix him. He kept falling apart. I kept gluing him back together. I could not fix that man to save my life. Every time I took the glue, and I had, listen, I had good glue, guys. I had Gorilla Glue, okay? And that's supposed to be the best glue out here. I had Gorilla Glue. I read the manual on how to put him back together, and he kept falling apart. You cannot fix something that is so broken because you can fix things that are broken. But remember, it's a temporary fix when you're fixing this person. You're going to forever have turmoil. You're never going to be happy because they're never happy. Happiness lies within. So can you imagine a person that has no happiness in their life, that every day they wake up and the problem is you? And you haven't even said good morning yet. You know, every day they look at you and they say, you're the problem. You're this, you're that. Well, it's a saying if, you know, the trigger finger. You point the trigger finger at yourself, you point the other end at yourself. It all goes backwards. So you're really pointing yourself out in this particular situation. So it's good to kind of maybe have a conversation with yourself and take a look at things and say, am I doing this the right way? Maybe think before you speak because people don't understand. Words that you say, you can't take them back. And I'm a person that will say I've said a lot of things. Would I ever take them back? No, because the truth hurts sometimes. Sometimes people need to hear the truth and honesty. They have been doing things that is repetitive behavior that they think this is the way to life. And it's not. Because you leave one toxic situation and then you end up in another toxic situation. I had, you know, a woman call me and say, listen, by the way, guys, she was on three-way with her mom. And they basically called me for some advice. They wanted a divorce attorney's number. And I couldn't understand why at first, but I kind of got it. You know, she's talking about the guy she's married to. And, you know, she's trying to say, well, the mother was saying, listen, this guy stresses my daughter out so bad, I don't want to bury my child. Because first of all, she's not in good condition. So, you know, it comes down to, if a person wants to say, have to say, we're going to work through this thing. We're not going to cause a toxic situation for either one of us. Because guys, life is not promised to anybody. You could walk out the door today. It may not be a bullet that hits you. You could die from a massive heart attack. You know, so much stress on the brain. You know, it could be a tumor on the brain. It could be bleeding on the brain. So much stress, so much combustion on the brain. It's like, where do you go from there? You know, what do? You try to negotiate with this person. It's like being in a hostage situation. You got a negotiator, you got law enforcement there. You know, you're trying to negotiate with this person to like come down to reality. Let's bring it down to reality so you can see that what you're doing is not right. You know, they could be at the top of the roof ready to jump. And you're like, hold it. Don't jump, because that's not the right thing to do. You know, so you have to have negotiators come in, bring them down to reality so they can face reality. People that have malicious behavior and they start doing malicious things to you to spite you for no reason, they have a problem within themselves, you know. And people that don't take time to acknowledge the things that they go through day to day and wonder, why does life repeat itself? Life is repeating itself with you because you've caused a toxic situation upon yourself, upon your children, upon your spouse, upon your in-laws. People have to break the cycle of the toxicity of what is being a wasteland of energy that they're putting forth to say, I'm going to be a spiteful person. Just because someone, you have to go back. You have to weigh things out today. People have a tendency to turn around and point the finger. You. You did this. You did that. You're the reason why I'm not happy. Happiness is within. And people have to find their own happiness. Because if you don't, you'll find yourself in toxic situations. Like the immigrants that come into the country that have to work like slaves for little or nothing, right? Now you have the woman at home taking care of 8-9 kids, because in their country, 8-9 kids is what they do. And he's like, every day I have to slave to feed her and these kids and take care of her and give her all my money. And what do I get? I don't even get a hug. I don't even get a nothing. So sometimes women, and I'm not going to be biased in this situation, you got to look at yourself in the mirror and say, what am I doing wrong? What can I do better to make him feel like he's important to me besides a paycheck and for me to lay on my back and for him to pump seeds so I can have these trees growing? You know, you have to take the initiative to want to take a stand for yourself and do better as well. You know, take on a part-time job, maybe open a daycare center in the house. Maybe that'll be fine. You know, if you have all these children and you have to be at home. Guys, let's take a commercial break. I'll be right back.
Are you looking forward to sell your house in Philadelphia at a fair price, but are just not patient enough to go through the long, delirious process of enlisting your house in the market? Well, look no further, because GBuys Philly has got your back. You can sell house in Philadelphia without going through the trouble of navigating complex sales procedures. We specialize in helping property owners just like yourself in all sorts of burdensome situations. We pay a fair cash price and save you all the stress and inconveniences of damages or repairs. We will buy your home fast, easy, and convenient. No commission to realtors, no home inspections. Cash deal equals no mortgages. Property as is, no repairs. 100% fair offer guarantee. Sell your house fast for cash in Philadelphia. So what are you waiting for? Just contact us now at www.gbuysphilly.com. Experience, honesty, and integrity guaranteed. Remember, GBuysPhilly.
Looking for a holistic approach to a healthy new lifestyle? Akir CMOS is the vitamin-rich solution you need with 92% of the nutrients our body needs. What does CMOS do? Promotes natural weight loss, helps build body muscle, builds a healthier immune system, helps allergies. Consuming CMOS when you're sick is a win, but consuming when you're healthy is a win-win. Visit AkirCMOS.com today and begin your journey to a healthier lifestyle.
There was a gentleman, I think I mentioned he wanted to come on, but he was a little scared because he said that it was conflicting stories going on about him. And you know, he's very upset with an ex-girlfriend, which he said the ex-girlfriend was a former stripper. So he has an ex-wife, which he calls crazy. And he calls the ex-girlfriend ex-crazy stripper girlfriend. And basically, the ex-wife, comes into his home one day and she basically approaches the ex-girlfriend and she, you know, wants to know what she's doing in the house that she just slept in with her ex-husband. And the ex-wife confronts the husband who's currently on the toilet. I'm like, okay. And mind you guys, I'm hearing the story from the ex-girlfriend. So I kind of talked this story over with him and he had some discrepancies about what actually took place, but he did say that she had some Coca-Cola bottles, which were, you know, 1959 Coca-Cola bottles. And she took these bottles and she actually busted up his car with these bottles. You know, it was like she was in a baseball field, you know, and he was just very adamant about, you know, leaving her at bay because he couldn't believe what he witnessed because he never saw this in her. You know, he said he thought she was a good girl. He thought they were, you know, having fun and, you know, thought that they could build a future together. But in fact, he says she was just as crazy as his ex-wife. And he had to basically leave that situation alone because it was not good for him. So guys, long story short, you know, this potential toxic situation, which I would consider to be toxic because the young lady admitted to some things. You know, she said she went downstairs while he's on the toilet. He has on a shirt. She got a knife out of the drawer. She confronted the wife. She confronted him. And she basically stabbed him while he was sitting on the toilet, guys. So this guy's taking a dump and gets stabbed, according to her. You know, very, very not good situation to be in, especially, you know, I'm just saying, I mean, my kid would open up the bathroom door and it's like everything halts. I'm like, ah, you interrupted me. You know, I can't continue what I started. But it's really bad when you have to be stabbed while taking a poop. You know, I've never heard of that before. Like, that is a crime that would probably make headlines for a good 30 days, you know, and this woman would actually probably get paid big money because who stabs somebody while they're taking a dump on the toilet because you're upset about their infidelities with their ex? You know, I mean, I've heard of some things, people getting stabbed in the bed, people getting stabbed in the house, you know, but not while taking a dump. It's not too cool. So, you know, one person had a question, and hopefully I can get the guy on, not today, but hopefully I can get him on soon to discuss, you know, about the whole bathroom situation. And I, out of curiosity, I'm just curious to say, well, did you get a chance to wipe your butt after all this went down? Or did you put your pants on? You know, that situation going on. Because now, after you're off the toilet, she's like playing baseball with your car with Coca-Cola bottles. So did you have any time to like wipe yourself, gather yourself, stabbed? You know, is it really, you know, that serious for a woman to go that far? And she never confronted the ex-wife. Her beef was with him and him only. So that's the other big issue that was going on because, you know, she's like the ex-wife was there. She's taunting her. She's saying, you know, I was just here sleeping with you. Why would you lie to these women? Why are you doing this to all these women? That's why we got a divorce, because you wanted to be the game player. I mean, this woman is hearing all this stuff and, you know, it created a toxic point for her to go ballistic, not really so much on him. I think the stabbing while he's taking a dump really took the place of some things going down. But, you know, you're outside playing baseball with Coca-Cola bottles. She's like, there were the 1959 Coca-Cola bottles. And all I could think about is that hard glass. Because, you know, we go to museums and we see like ancient history stuff. And I know what old bottles look like because I've been to the old Coca-Cola museum. So I'm very familiar with the bottles look like. I got the history on Coca-Cola. And I'm kind of glad that I got the history because, you know, it's kind of strange. But the gentleman that this happened to, Mr. Colorado, let me ask you, do you want to come on the show? Do you have some time to talk about this today? Guys, I'll wait for his response because he just wanted to let me know that he's listening in and just wanted him to clear up his end of the rumor and some quick questions to ask, you know, because this story is hot. It's like a firebomb, you know? Let's get his version of what really happened. If we can't get it today, then that's fine too, Mr. Colorado. But we definitely would like to have him on the show so we can get some clarity on what really happened that day that he got stabbed while taking a dump and had to defend himself. I don't know how much defending you can do when your pants is down to your ankles. You know, there's been situations where people actually, and I'll get back to Mr. Colorado, where people actually got into fights, they wear hoodies. So you can't fight with a hoodie on because all the person has to do is pull it over your head and then you're blind. You see your face. That's one guy. He has pants on. They're down his ankles. Like, what did he do? You know, according to the young lady, she's like, listen, I pushed him back on that toilet after he tried to get up. And I basically told him, don't move or I'll stab you again. And then, you know, it all takes off from there. You know, and then he says, she said nothing to the ex-crazy wife, which was a little crazy to him. You know, guys, hang on. Let me just see if he wants to come on. Guys, listen, do I got some juice for you? Listen, we don't have that much time left, but if we could actually get him on, let me give him the call-in number, and then he can call in, and maybe we can hear a little bit about what he has to say, because he's like, that story didn't happen quite that way. But, you know, like I told you guys, it's always 3 parts to a story, sometimes 4, and we really don't know, you know, we really don't know all of the details unless we actually get them from somebody that was a part of something. So let's see if we can get him to call in, and hopefully producers, if you can hear me, caller may be calling in because we have like literally 10 minutes left, and we'll see if he calls in or not. It would be good, caller, if you can call in now, because this is really interesting, because like I said, this would break the box. And I know people have questions because I'm getting text messages. Oh. Caller, come on, guys. Hey, Mr. Colorado, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Now, you're to the show. Now, can you tell me where I may have, you know, taken her story, and maybe her story wasn't as efficient as your version?
Well, I didn't get stabbed on the toilet.
Okay.
That was crazy, but anyway.
Well, were you confronted in the bathroom?
Well, let me tell you what happened. I happened to be home. This young lady was driving down my door locked. Come straight upstairs, realized in the bathroom. I said, yo, can I give me a minute? You know, young lady comes upstairs, hysterical, blah, blah, blah. You know, arguments ensue, words are crossed. Oh, this, that, and the third. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Listen, oh, she has keys. Oh, I know you were still with your ex-wife, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, she doesn't. She happened to just walk in. What do you want me to do? Gets ballistic. picked up a knife. Ex-wife was saying crazy things out of her mouth, you know, just to get her anger on. It was just a bad situation. Then she proceeds to leave after trying to stab me, you know, breaks my back window out, some old-ass Coke bottle, you know what I'm saying? I had to call the Pope on her. It was a bad situation. Crazy. What?
Did she ever pay you for the damages that she did to your vehicle?
No, she never paid me for the damages. That's all we have together now. Crazy, you know? You know, there's only certain levels of crazy a man is gonna put up with. Number one, my ex is my children's mother. Understand that. I don't care if we date or not. I'm not married to you. I'm dating you. But that's my children's mother. Who do you think I'm going to defend first? Think about it for a second. Second of all, if you've been in my house for the last 2 days and a woman says to you that I was just with her last night, immediately you should know that's a lie. Instead, because you're so deep in your feelings, you want to grab a knife and you want to think you know, it's a slice up or something. I'm a grown-ass man. Hey, I'm not going to let you stab her. You're not going to stab me. You kind of looking crazy to me right now. That simple. And instead of you have leaving the house, the ex could have left the house. But because you want to act stupid, guess what? Bounce. Simple.
So I remember there was some part of the conversation I had with this young lady. You know, she said something about the shirt that she stabbed you with was like hanging in your basement as a reminder of what happened that day.
First of all, that's a lie too. I mean, first of all, she stabbed me. That's somebody with a dirty butter knife, a dull butter knife. Really? Come on now. There was no clothes involved, nothing like that. You know, people like sensationalism. You know, they like to exact truth, especially when they're wrong. You know, that's what comes out. Pride goes before destruction. And unfortunately, with this young lady, that's what the case happened to be. You know, she went to a lot of conclusions, none of them being true. But in her own feelings, maybe because of her past relationships, she must have had a flashback or something. It wasn't the case.
Well, let me ask you this, Mr. Colorado. Do you and this young lady still speak?
Do we speak here and there, kind of high in the pie, you know, nowhere near the situation, you know. Matter of fact, she had to left the state, you know. I don't know if the popo was chasing her or what, but she had to get out of here.
Well, Mr. Colorado, I have a lot of people that got a lot of questions. You think you may be able to come back on again one day to, like, address these questions?
I have no problem addressing anybody on that terrible experience, what I experienced.
Okay. So, Mr. Colorado, we're going to set up a date and time for you to come back on because people are, like, sending crazy text messages. They got lots of questions for you. And unfortunately, we don't have enough time to get to some of these questions. So we'd like to invite you back to the show.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Colorado, and you have a good night.
All right, talk to you.
Okay, bye-bye. Gee, guys,
Bye. Listen,
this is juicy stuff, okay? Can you imagine? He's like, I still say hi and bye to her. I wouldn't even dare speak to her. You know, I don't know her story. Maybe she'll come on and tell us about the dirty butter knife. You know, I don't know how you can stab somebody with a dirty butter knife. And like he says, guys, that's why I tell you, it's always three parts to a story. His, hers, and the truth is in the middle somewhere. Wow, that was a little disturbing to me. But the whole thing about, you know, the ex-wife, he's like, well, whose side do you think I would take? Would I take my kid's mother? I got a question. Somebody just sent me a question and they wanted to actually talk to the caller. They're like, they want to know, why would you choose your ex? Because that's your child's mother, why would you choose her over your current girlfriend? That's a little weird. Are you really still sleeping with the ex-wife? That's their question, guys. There's so many more questions that has been coming across. People want to know, We have exactly 13 million listeners in on this line today. So there's people that have questions from the East Coast to the West Coast that wants to know Mr. Colorado's story. How did he end the relationship with this perpetrator who busted him up, who alleges, now listen, this lady alleges that she has a trophy. She says, I have a trophy piece and I have a bloody shirt to prove that I cut him up, you know, while he's on the toilet, and triple double dared him to get up again and he get another stab. I mean, this lady had a real story, but then when you hear the caller, he's like, you know, that's not what happened here. I would never let anybody physically harm me. And I can understand his point. Individual that texts me, Chrissy, she said it's okay to mention her name. I can understand his position of defending his kid's mother, because at the end of the day, she has to take care of his children, right? They both have to co-parent together, regardless if, you know, Miss X crazy stripper, you know, marbles. And because, guys, think about it. If she was there for two nights and the ex-wife is claiming, you know, I just spent the night with you last night, how could that be, in fact, the truth of the ex-wife sleeping with him? So, you know, it's women nowadays that want to throw, you know, shovels of dirt out there, put it out there, pound it real good, pack it in, make it stick. She wanted to bury him, you know? And, you know, she's like, Mr. Colorado, I was just here. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this to these women? So obviously she has her own vengeance out for Mr. Colorado. Guys, it's been such a great show. Let's see if we can get Mr. Colorado to come back next week to address some of these questions, because people want to know, how did he make it out alive with, you know, pants down to his ankles, butter knife, you know, murder scene, I guess, you know, that's her story, but he has a different story to tell. Thank you so much on today. See you next week. Same bat time, same bat place. Tommy Torres signing off. Bye, guys.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres.